Hello, this is Tracy.
Hello, ma'am. My name is Joe. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Would you be so kind as to help us out with a little bit of your time and some of your opinions for the upcoming elections? Quick survey?
Sure.
Thanks a lot for that, ma'am. Let me go ahead and get it started for you. Now, as you know, there's going to be a Democratic primary election in March 2024. This is going to be for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez. This is going to be to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and also for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote? Or wait until November?
Probably.
Probably. Okay, perfect. Now, please answer me if you feel favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about each of the following people or organizations. The first person the first organization on the list is HISD. This is the Houston Independent School District. Do you feel favorable or unfavorable about this organization?
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. What about Ms. Shayla Jackson Lee?
Very unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. What about Mr. Danny Norris?
Unknown. Is there an unknown option?
Okay, that's a valid answer. If you don't know the person, that's okay. What about Mr. Clint Dan Horn?
I don't know much about him either.
Okay. What about Joyce Chapman?
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Mr. Harold Dutton?
That would be unfavorable.
Okay.
Moderately.
So somewhat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of Houston Independent School District, right? The state did that. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support if they take over because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
That's a tough one because it depends on who is running our city.
Correct. It's an important one. Yeah. No, it's okay. It's an important one. But yeah, the state has taken over. How do you, you know, kind of feel about that? Do you consider it an okay move or do you oppose it?
Based on who we have in our city now, I oppose it.
Okay. Now, in March, there's going to be the Democratic primary that we talked about, right? This is for the Texas State House. Which of the four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Would it be Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris? Mr. Dutton, okay. Perfect. With this, we're already 50% through the survey. We thank you again so much for your time, ma'am. Let me move on to the next question. Here are a few statements. Now, these statements are out there, and this is about Mr. Harold Dutton, right? He's the longtime state representative and his record. Rate your reaction to these statements as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. The first one, again, is about Mr. Harold Dutton. He worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Does that statement about him make you feel positive or negative towards him?
Negative.
Would you say somewhat negative or very negative?
Somewhat.
Okay. Next one is also about him. He's fighting against the extreme Republican ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and also ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. Does that statement make you feel positive or negative towards him?
that's loaded because you added both, you added the whole term of the pregnancy.
That is correct, but it's just a statement that has been circulating, you know? We just kind of want to get a feel.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Next one is also about Mr. Harold Dutton. He supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Does that make you feel positive or negative?
Negative. Somewhat.
Somewhat negative, okay. Mr. Dutton, he voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. How does that statement make you feel towards him? Positive or negative?
Highly negative.
Okay. Now, Mr. Harold Dutton, and this is the next statement, Mr. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid by free federal government Medicaid money. Does that make you feel positive or negative towards him?
Positive.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okie dokes. Very last statement about him is that Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Does that statement make you feel positive or negative?
Negative.
Would you say somewhat or somewhat negative?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, based on this information and everything that we've, you know, heard, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Would it be Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
And this is for the primary?
Yeah, this is just who you would, at this moment, like right now, not in March, right, but right now, like who do you lean more towards? Is it Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Danny Morris.
Okay. Perfect. Now, just to kind of, we can get a feel of, you know, where, how people feel about this, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40, 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
40, 54.
Okay. And do you currently rent or own your place of residence?
Own.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African-American or black?
No.
Do you consider yourself Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Okay. Do you have any children that are currently in the local public schools?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No. I just pay for them on my mortgage.
Okay.
I just pay for all the taxes for all the schools.
Yes, of course. Okay, ma'am. So that completes the survey. Look, we thank you so very, very much for, you know, sharing your opinions with us, ma'am. We hope you have a great evening, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.